Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
So kung feel mo tinatawag ka, try mo lang kasi wala namang masama kung aalis ka din or kung feeling mo hindi ka na makakalabas, hindi naman yung totoo. So walang masasayang pag tinry mo yan and mas mag-gain ka pa kaysa maglulose ka.
Hi, I'm Jerick.
And I'm Apple.
And you're listening to the Langaspeaks Podcast.
Join us every week as we talk about family, faith, and everything in between.
Now powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hello mga langga, welcome to the Langaspeaks Podcast. This is Jerick, and in this episode, I'll be the one speaking because this is Under He Speaks. And in He Speaks, syempre, wala si Apple because she has another segment of her own, which is She Speaks. But today, I'm very excited because we have today a guest na I think you've seen. He has around 700,000 plus followers in Facebook, no? So I like his content and you'll love his content because he is very engaging. He's trying to, you know, to explain the faith clearly in a way that is relatable, in a way that is joyful. So wala nang paligoy-ligoy pa. Please welcome Rix the Seminarian.
Yeah. Hey, what's up mga langga?
Yeah,
it's your
mga langga.
Rix.
It's your boy. Ay, yeah, pala intro niya. It's your boy Rix, 'di ba?
Yeah.
So Rix, thank you. Rix. Thank you for joining.
Thank you din po. Thank you for inviting me. Kuya.
Alam ko nga, sobrang busy. Sabi ko,
hindi na.
Parang awa nyo na po, ipaklear nyo naman po yung schedule ni Rix.
Ano kasi namin yun eh? Exam week? Oh, hell week. May hell week sa seminaryo.
Yun nga. Grabe, may hell week din pala sa seminaryo.
Oo, meron. Pero ano naman, hell with parole.
Yan. Meron namang ano, medyo different naman sa hell week ng ibang courses, let's say. But Rix, you know, in this show, we want you to introduce yourself. How do you introduce Rix the Seminarian? Ano ginagawa mo? Yan.
What's up? Sa mga vlog ko, no?
Hindi lang. Kahit sa personal na buhay, who is Rix the Seminarian?
I think medyo malayo yung pagkakilala niya sa vlog. So mga videos ko pag nakilala ko niyo ako ng personal kasi I'm not that really talkative eh.
Oh, and parang napakamahiyain guys, kung makikita niyo lang wala siyang video sa aming Zoom call niyo.
Actually mahiyain ako talaga. So I just tried my very best to project myself as very confident in my videos kasi nga I'm preaching right there, no? You need to be relational, confident. Pero pagka sa ano kasi totoong buhay, marami nagsasabi, ibang-iba ka sa personal kasi for sa vlog mo, 15 minutes ka nagsasalita, 10 minutes, pero pag nakilala ka namin, ang tahimik mo. So, tahimik ka talaga ako sa personal. Yan.
So, I met a lot of people like that as well, yung especially yung mga ka-community ko din because I am a preacher myself. Pero yung iba naming mga leaders, like senior leaders, like especially Bo Sanchez, he's very quiet. But, you know, online, he's all around. So I think it's the same with you, no? But you're very conversational. That's why I was also surprised when you told me na, Kuya, ayoko ng video. Kung usap lang ba to, okay lang ba kung wala ng video? So I'm like, alam mo, no, sa totoo lang, nung una sabi ko, niloko ba ako nito? Sabi ko sa misis ko, parang ayaw niya magpakita sa video pero nasa video siya all over town. So, you know, it's good to know that side that some of the creators, that's really their platform lang to express also, di ba? But we honor you for that because you are going beyond your comfort zone for a greater mission in life.
I think that's
how I see it.
Product of the grace of Christ na lang siguro pagka nag-vlog ako, ganun.
Amen, amen.
Power comes from Him naman.
Amen.
Not from me, yun, kuya.
So, you were vlogging ba before you entered the seminary, by the way?
Actually, ganito po yan. Nagsimula po yung week sa seminary na nasa UST na, UST seminary na po ako. Pero before I entered UST seminary, nagva-vlog na din po ako. Pero nakapag-aral na ako ulit sa seminary ng philosophy. So bali, within my regency period, like I entered and graduated philosophy in the seminary, then I asked for regency, parang papahinga muna. I think almost 3 years ang naka-regency po. And within that time, doon po ako napag-isip na mag-vlog about apologetics. Kung matatandaan niyo yung nagde-defend about sacred images.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bakit sinasamba, limang dahilan kung bakit inaakala nila na sinasamba natin yung mga rebulto, ganun. So, ako din po yun. Under the channel, Pinoy Catholic Vlog. So, kung familiar po kayo doon, mga langga, no? Hindi pa po ako theology seminarian nung mga time na yun.
But finished, right now, what's, ano, pang ilang year ka na sa seminary?
Second year na po sa theology.
But you had to finish 4 years ba prior to that?
Seriously po, prior to that, I need to, yes, finish 4 years of studying philosophy. So yun, bago po makatungtong ng theology.
Grabe no. I really wanted to delve into this journey of yours kasi it's so interesting. And myself, like what I told you before the call, na I am very open to my son if he will go to the religious life. I mean, it's a blessing to have. And if he chooses that path, why not, diba? And yes, we want, in this episode, my aim is to be able to show the life of a seminarian na gusto nating basagin yung stereotype na, pag seminarian, ano na yan, dami mong isusuko sa buhay. Hindi ka na magiging joyful. You will not be able to express. And in your channel, you were able to do that. You know, you were able to pursue and to break a lot of stereotypes. So, let's journey with you. Like, paano ka nag-arrive sa vocation na meron ka ngayon? Bakit priesthood? Was it there all along?
I guess yes. It was there and it has been all along there.
Wow.
In my heart. Kasi yung, kung babalikan ko yung calling sa akin ni Lord, it's nothing new eh. Kasi parang feeling ko sa sinapupunan pa lang, called na ako. Ganon. Wow. Ganon na. Parang sa iba hindi nila akalain yon. Kasi merong revelation sa ibang mga vocation stories pagdating ng high school, elementary. Pero sasabihin mo sa sinapupunan, parang it's impossible eh. Pero that's the way how I see it kasi. Lalo na nung nabasa ko yung verse from Jeremiah, di ba? Before you were conceived, I formed you na. So, doon na-confirm yung parang feeling ko na he has been calling me kahit nasa sinapupunan pa lang ako. So, paano yun? Kasi ganito. My parents were separated, no? At lumaki ako na, pinagbuntis ako na depressed ng mama ko. Dahil nga, ayun. Ako. So, parang finoform na ako ni Lord na kahit sa sinapupunan pa lang, na mag-endure sa mga problems in life na ganun. So kahit nandun pa lang, ramdam mo na you were abandoned but God has been there all along kahit nasa sinapupunan ka pa lang, kahit wala yung tatay, ganun, ganyan. Tapos nung sinilang ako, no, dito, I was, ano, parang iniwan ako sa lola ko. Ganyan. Kasi yung mama ko babalik na sa abroad to work for us. Ngayon, yung lola ko naman, sinasama niya ako sa simbahan. And 3 years old pa lang, no, na di-desire ko na yung ostya. Nagwawala ako pag pipila yung lola ko, nakakarga ako sa kanya.
Kasi hindi ka pakasubo.
Kinukuha ko, nag-iiyak ako. So parang ngayon tinitingnan ko yun. 3 years old, I have that desire to be in communion with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Parang ganon. Di ba? Parang gusto kong kainin yung sacred host na yun. And kapag kadadaan kami sa, kung Divisoria yon, ibang bata nagpapabili ng toys, test 5, parang laruan. Pero ba't ako, attracted ako sa crucifix, sa mga statues ng saints.
Mga stampita.
Ganyan. Nagawala ako pag, bili mo ako niyan ng crucifix na yan at tabi-tabi ko yan pag natutulog ako. So, the innocence of a child, di ba parang hindi ko naman alam ang mga ibig sabihin lahat noon, but kung titingnan ko ngayon, noon pa lang tinatawag na ako. Tapos, pag nakikita ko yung mga images, basta mga sacramentals, like statues, stained glass, Bible, kahit hindi pa ako marunong magbasa, tinitingnan ko yung mga pictures, very attractive talaga ako.
You gravitate so, towards it.
Just to give you that kind of picture nung kabataan ko, parang sabi ko, sinapupunan pa lang talagang God has reserved a place for me in the religious life,
Amen.
Sa priesthood. So yun, parang for me, hindi ko sasabihin I arrived there, no? Kasi from then on, andun na ako eh. Parang ganun, there's no point of arrival. Because
you have been on that journey all along, kumbaga.
Yun. Express it well.
And at the same talaga parang naging tumayong tatay mo na talaga. Di ba yung iba kasi eventually pa na, Lord, ikaw pala talaga yung ultimate father in heaven ko.
Oo. Siya na yung...
Siya yung tumayong tatay na talaga sa'yo.
From the
baby.
Tumayong best friend ko. Kasi during my childhood was somehow miserable kasi wala nga akong father figure. Pagkatapos, lola ko lang nagpalaki. No? I was a victim of bullying during my childhood days. No? So, parang na-exclude ako. Ganyan. Kasi nga, I don't know how to play sports. Ganon. So, parang ang takbuhan ko lang ay simbahan, chapel sa school, prayers, ganon. So, I can feel that parang sinasabi ni Lord, ganyan talaga kasi I'm preparing something for you in the future. Parang
something
ganon.
Bigger. Something worthwhile, worth pursuing.
Kung titingnan ko, wala pala akong kaibigan noon. Pero God has been my friend since then. Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Blessed Virgin Mary. So sa murang edad, yun na yung kinalakahan ko na malapit ako. There is this special relationship with Jesus Christ.
Grabe, so, no? Grabe yung journey. Grabe yung journey mo, no? I never thought that, you know, it's just amazing to see how God can bring about a greater good despite the bad things that has been happening in your life. Dami kasing mga pinagdaanan mo, di ba? Wala yung tatay mo, and at the same time, may nanay ka, but it's distant din eh.
Yeah,
in a way. Because,
and even my own brothers, malayo din sila. Or kami, tatlong lalaki. Kuya, panganay kong kuya, pangalawang kuya, nasa Dubai, shout out.
Oy! Oy!
Dito lang alam exactly kung saan eh. Pero, siya. And ako na, pang third ako, kasi ang gap namin ng second, 10 years. So, hindi kami pareho ng nilalaro, hindi kami pareho ng isip. So, parang wala akong brother talaga. Distant sa time, distance, place. So, ayun. Tapos yung bunso namin.
You know, I want to go deeper into that on how you were able to go past the struggles, the endurance that you had to do, yung mga pinagdaanan mo, paano mo nalampasan yun, especially at this time, na marami ding mga tao yung pinagdadaanan yan. But before that, I just want to take a quick break and invite our Langga listeners before we dive deeper into the life of Rick's the Seminarian. And invite you guys to listen also to the other podcasts in Podcast Network Asia.
Have you ever felt like you needed to take your life to the next level? If yes, then go ahead and check out my podcast called Small Talk with Alec Cuenca. allow me to share with you wisdom by ancient philosophers and modern thinkers, partnered with practical science-driven advice. All of that and more only here on Podcast Network Asia.
Hey mga langga, we're back with Rix. And so, eto na. Ready ka na bang mag-dive deeper?
Yes, let's dive deeper with Christ.
So eto, you know naman, because of this pandemic, a lot of people are going through a lot of things. More than the financial implications, siguro a lot of them are going through the emotional roller coaster. Kasi yeah. Diba, ngayon, di mo na ma-meet yung mga tao na gusto mong ma-meet. Mm-hmm. But long before the pandemic happened, you had to endure that type of loneliness, let's say. Kasi you were saying na you didn't experience really having this solid group of friends that you can hang around with. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of people are experiencing the same thing now, not by choice, but because of the situation that we are in dahil sa pandemya. So, how were you able to stay, you know, in line with the purpose that you, with the journey that you have now? Paano ka nag-remain intact, let's say, in this journey that you are in while you were experiencing those?
Yeah, for those who are experiencing like emotional dryness like that or loneliness in this time of pandemic, kung babalikan ko yung childhood ko no, na parang ganun nga din, I was emotionally distressed because I don't have this group of or circle of friends na pwede kong takbuhan. I think this is an opportune time no to really deepen our relationship with Christ eh. Kasi siya lang naman talaga yung nandyan eh. When no one else would be there for you. So, ganun yung mangyari sa akin. Kung paano ko na-endure yung ganong situation, walang lumaki ka ng walang parents, walang siblings, nakasama, na walang mga friends. It is Christ all along talaga. He's been there. Only Him. Yun ang nagpalakas sa akin. May relationship. Hindi ko rin maintindihan. Bata pa lang ako, pero parang ganun na agad yung mindset kalalim. Mindset. And ganun kalalim yung relationship. Actually, grade school pa lang, nag-journal na ako.
No? Wow!
Susulat na ako ng mga prayers ko kay Lord. Ganyan, kahit na short sentences lang, tandaan ko pa. And sa kahit sa school, nabubuli ako dahil pag nagpe-pray, nakapikit ako, naka-posture ako, tapos sila, kung ano lang ginagawa. So, kasi, yun lang naman eh, si God, si Jesus, yung relationship ko kay Jesus Christ, yung na nagpalakas talaga sa akin. I can't explain really how, no, in details.
Listening to you right now, I mean, you say you cannot explain it, but listening to how it came into being is, I think the key that you did was early on in life you were really just open to God as someone talaga na you know fatherly figure talaga na parte na siya ng buhay mo na naandyan siya. The way you talk to Him, the way you treat Him is not something na distant God that you cannot approach. Parang yung ganun yung ginawa mo eh, parang not really, parang it's you really had Him with you all along.
Yes,
and that's really key.
Go, yeah.
Yeah, that's really key today that we are not alone, regardless if you are physically distanced or isolated or quarantined. You are never alone with God. Thank you for that beautiful sharing, Rix. You know, it's a reminder for all of us na hindi tayo nag-iisa sa buhay.
Totoo. And actually, kung titingnan nyo, kahit gaano pa karaming friends ang meron kayo, nasasabihin yung masaya dahil ang dami kong kaibigan, wala pa rin kasing sasaya kapag you are at peace with God. Eh.
Amen.
Kung marami kang friends pero God would be so distant from you, that would be a false happiness, false joy, false everything, false smile. Lahat yun ay lilipas, maglalaho at magiging lonely ka na ulit. Pero if you have God near you na kasama mo lagi, wala pa rin tutumbas ka sa kahit anong daming kaibigan na meron ka. Kahit ngayon quarantine, no? Kung isasama mo si Lord sa kwarto mo lang, idadasal ka, i-feel mo yung presence niya, what a joy that cannot be compared to the joy.
The peace that surpasses all understanding, di ba?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, amen. Yan na express niyo.
So, I always, you know, we also always advocate that yung kapayapaan ng Panginoon ay walang hindi matutumbasan ng kahit anong meditation, ng kahit anong you know, self-help book.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there. It's simply something what we can't understand, but when we open our life to it, we experience this peace that you are saying right now. Mm-hmm. So, Rix, I just wanted to know, like, this a journey mo bilang isang seminarista. What advice can you give to those who wants to pursue the same path pero natatakot sila na ayoko maging seminarista kasi parang ang dami kong kailang isuko na gusto kong gawin. Parang I want to be with God, I want to serve the church, pero there's is a portion in my life that I can't give up. So, what's your advice especially today in this modern world that we are in? Where you can have the view of a lot of people because of social media. Kita mo yung ginagawa ng mga kaibigan mo. Uh-huh. They're traveling around. So iniisip mo na, baka pa nag-serve ako kay Lord, di ko magawa itong mga bagay na to. And I'm so young. So what can you advise these people? This maybe, marami tayong nakikinig na youth. Anong advice mo sa
kanya? Alam mo, to be honest, dumating din sa point ko yan na pag nakikita ko yung mga classmates ko before nung high school na nakarating na sila sa ganito, nagtatravel sila while I'm still here studying philosophy, parang ganun. Kasi minsan, burnout ka rin, tapos ang daming pinag-aaralan. It's really a matter of sacrifice eh. Ganun talaga eh. So, ang ma-advise ko kung tinatawag ka ni Lord, and you feel you're being called by God, give it a shot, no? Parang, try mo lang. Try mo.
Oo nga. Kasi baka yung iba, natatakot mag-try kasi parang baka pag tinry ko, hindi na ako makalabas.
Or pag lumabas ka naman, nakakahiya. Hindi eh.
Yan yung mga iniisip kasi nila. Parang, anong tawag doon? May tawag sa inyo, yung may, alam mo yan, how do you call that in your term? Yung, nagdi-discern ka for the seminarista life. Ayun, parang nagdi-discern ka, 'di ba? Yung parang you will try it lang muna. May nakalimutan ko na yung term, kasi we had a friend who's going through that before. Yun, how do you advise people like that? Like na yun nga nahihiya.
Yun lang, wala naman kasing masama sa pagda-try, at kapag tinry mo, nothing is wasted. Kasi isipin mo, lumabas din ako. Nagsayang lang ako ng oras, ng panahon. No, you will learn a lot from staying there in the seminary and experiencing the seminary life. Walang sayang dun. Kahit na eventually, you learned na hindi ka pa pala para dun. I think, will din the Lord yun na kahit minsan ma-experience mo yun. Kasi yun ay isang form of preparation din para sa mas malaking bagay na ibibigay sa'yo ni Lord. So kung feel mo tinatawag ka, try mo lang kasi wala namang masama kung aalis ka din or kung feeling mo hindi ka na makakalabas, hindi naman yung totoo. So walang masasayang pag tinry mo yan, and mas mag-gain ka pa kaysa mag-lose ka.
Amen. Like, amen. You get something.
Yes. Opo. Tsaka
since we're here in this topic pala, no? Is there a myth? Meron bang myth na gusto mong i-debunk being a seminarian? Ibig sabihin, meron bang mga assumptions outside na gusto mong i-debunk? You know, like gusto mong patotohanan na hindi totoo itong ina-assume nila sa bilang seminaryo, bilang seminarista. Is there anything you want to debunk?
Siguro dalawa.
Okay.
Yung wala ang pamilya. Wala ang magiging pamilya at saka malungkot. You will be lonely and at the same time alone. Parang, ayun, una muna sa hindi ka magkakaroon ng sariling pamilya. Or family would be absent in your vocabulary na kapag ka magpapari ka. Kasi nga, wala kang asawa, wala kang anak. Sino, tapos maraming tatanong, wala namang mag-aalaga sa'yo, sino, pagtanda mo.
That's true, that's true. Isa yan sa mga ano, sinasabi.
Abandon ka na, diba? Iiwan ka na, wala kang pamilya. Patay na lahat ng pamangkin, patay na lahat ng kapatid mo or parents mo, wala ka na. Yeah. So yon, one myth that I want to debunk. No, when you enter the priesthood, you will be entering a somehow, do you know that? Grand family? Grand, parang mas grandeur na family.
Yeah.
Na form of
mas
family.
Malaking family.
Oh, mas ano, yon. So, hindi talaga nawala yung family sa vocabulary ng isang seminarista o ng isang pare. Mas lumawak pa kasi sa experience ko lang, ha? I wanna share my personal experience. Nung pumasok ako sa seminaryo, marami ako nakilalang mga tita sa church, no? Na mga tito, tita, na sumuport sa akin. And tinuring talaga ako bilang anak, ha? Mas close pa kami kaysa sa nanay ko. Ang dami mga tita na nag-ampun sa akin, no? They provided everything. Baon, toiletries, damit, sapatos. Oh, what else would I ask for? At
yes,
yung social connections, mas dumami. Kasi nung mga high school ako, nung elementary ako, wala akong friends. But when I entered the seminary, ang daming kaibigan mong lumapit sa'yo. So, and they became your not only friends but also family. Yung mga anak ng mga tita, tito, naging parang brothers and sisters ko na rin. At lahat yun within the context of the priesthood and the church. So, aba, totoo nga yung sinabi ni Jesus na when you leave your brothers, sisters, mother and father, properties, inheritance, mas for the sake of the kingdom, for the priest, sabihin natin, for the priesthood, mas marami pang ibibigay ang Diyos para sa'yo. At masihigitan pa niya yung expectations mo. So, yun. So, yun ang personal experience ko. Family became, ano ba, mas makulay. Yung word na family para sa akin, na dark before, nung pumasok ako, nag-enter ako, mas naging makulay. Kinulayan ng Diyos yung bahay, yung kapatid, lahat. So, yun.
Siksik, liglig at umaapaw talaga lahat.
Opo, lahat talaga.
So, hindi na rin lonely.
Yes. Not really lonely na. Yun na yung anong pangalawang myth? Hindi ka magkakaroon ng pag-ibig. Hindi ka, yun kasi yun eh, yung hindi ka makapagmamahal. Paano ma-express yung pagmamahal mo? Kasi yung iba gusto, yung iba gusto kong magkajowa kasi gusto kong magmahal. Yung tanong, hindi ka pa pwedeng magmahal kahit wala kang jowa. Oh, that's already
true.
Yung debunk po doon na kahit wala kang jowa, wala kang mga asawa, pwede ka pa rin namang magmahal eh. And that would be a greater love. Kasi nga, mas marami kang mamahalin, mas marami kang persons, hindi ka lang nakatali ba sa isang tao.
Yes,
mas marami kang opportunity para magmahal pa lalo at higit. So yun,
at mas magmahal pa ng higit sa isang tao.
Opo, yun. Mas magmahal pa ng higit sa isang tao. Yeah. Ayan, inulit ko lang, kuya.
So, that's good, man. It's a very, very nice insight, no, to debunk into the life of us. Actually, totoo yun eh. Yun yung stereotype na malungkot, tapos, yun nga, hindi ka magmamahal. But, you know, I've seen a lot of priests and we have a lot of priest friends also that have shown that, you know, being alone, hindi sila alone eh. In their life, they have so much, parang borderless yung family nila. They have so much joy than people who are married, to be honest, di ba? May mga kasal, pero hindi naman masaya. Pero, they are living their lives for Christ. And they have a bigger flock, bigger family in front of them. And the joy that emanates, yung joy na nakikita mo talagang nag-uumapaw. You know, it it is felt na parang mapapatanong ka na lang, saan kaya galing tong kasiyahan na to? So we are on the last leg of our show, and before we dive into the last few questions that we have, I just want to invite everyone again to listen to the other shows from Podcast Network Asia.
Hey you, sorry to interrupt your podcast listening pleasure. Wonderful choice of podcast, by the way. My name is Sam O, and I have a podcast too. It's called The Narrow Door. It's an ecumenical podcast, which means we talk about everything Christian. I mean, I got a panel on everything, so go give it a listen after this one, okay? All right, thanks. See you there.
And we're back again with Rix the Seminarian. So eto na, bro. I wanted to know, what is the mission of Rix the Seminarian? The platform that you have right now, I consider you as a very influential figure in the social media space because of the amount of people that you are engaging with.
No?
So ito na yung i-highlight ko yung mission mo ngayon. So I wanted to know, there's so much content about defending the faith. What prompted you to go to that route? You know, to defend our faith, our Catholic faith, in a way that is not pushy, it's not preachy, but something that would trigger, something that would bring about yung dialogue. Yung, di ba, parang yung nangyayari sa content mo, parang, I wonder what he was saying. I wanna discover more about the rosary. I wanna discover more about the saints. Kasi parang the way Rix delivered it is something that is attractive. Yeah, so can you explain the mission of Rix the Seminarian?
I would say na Rix the Seminarian is just a translator of the faith that was handed by the apostles. Kasi kung titingnan natin sa panahon ngayon ng mga netizens, no? Social media age natin ngayon, wala lang time niyan magbasa ng makakapal na libro ng theology, ng philosophy, ng mga church fathers, Augustine, Aquinas, wala na yan eh. So, Rix the Seminarian nandito para i-translate lang sa language, sa culture ng mga kabataan ngayon, yung mga sinabi na ng mga nauna pa. So, wala akong bagong idea na sasabihin. Yung page ko ay, yun nga, translator of the faith that was handed na before pa. So yun, na in a way na makaka-relate, may intindihan ng mga kabataan, lalo na ng mga kabataan ngayon. Kasi may nagbe-message din na mga seniors na, pero ngayon pa lang daw nila narinig or natutunan yung ganong idea or concept sa faith
totoo,
natin.
Totoo.
Parang hindi pa nila, all along nandun pala yun, pero ba't hindi ko narinig? So parang ganun. Gusto ko lang maintindihan nila lalo yung faith. Kaya yung mga ways ko parang sa language.
Parang digestible siya. Oh. Para bite-sized, kumbaga.
Ganun. Hindi naman main purpose yan ay para sa ibang sekta. Lagi kong nireman yung sarili ko, I am preaching not to convert Iglesia ni Cristo, not to convert ang dating daan to the faith, but to deepen the knowledge of my fellow Catholics na hindi nakakapagbasa ng libro.
Amen.
So yun, ang target ko talaga, my fellow Catholics, that they may understand more the faith. Kaya kung may nagde-debate man na ang dating daan, binablock ko agad. So kasi hindi ako yung makikipag-debate.
That's right.
Ipapaliwanag
hindi sila
sa
yung, hindi sila yung hindi sila yung target audience mo. What you said.
Opo.
They're not the one that you're serving to. And bilang bilang lay Catholic preacher din myself, I wanted to ask you, I wanted to learn from you kasi yun nga eh, how do you deal with those? You have a lot for sure, more than I do. Kasi sa akin naman, yung experience ko, people of ka-community ko before or people who are in the Catholic faith left the church, and then suddenly, you know, if I post a video of me preaching or talking about God, and then they will be like, you know, talagang pull in, diba?
Yes.
As in word vomit from the scriptures and stuff like that. But like, how do you handle that? For sure, you have more than what I experienced. So,
I guess po. Kasi may time na talagang down ako eh. Dahil sa mga na-receive ko na burden from them.
Ah, okay.
Kailangan ko ba talagang explain pa to or I'm just exhausting myself? Napaisip ako eh. Kasi nung una talaga,
pinapatulan mo, parang gusto mo talagang replyan.
Oo, pinaatulan ko talaga nito, ganito. Eh, dumating sa point na hindi naman sa first, hindi sila nakikinig.
That's
first,
true.
First, second, established na yung paniniwala nila. Hindi naman sila, yung ibang protestant na curious or open to dialogue. Kapag ganun na, binablock po na talaga. Advice na din sa akin ng isang pare.
That's true.
Ayun.
So, ibablock mo na rin sila.
Sorry ha, sabi ko, pag binablock ko kasi naaawa din ako eh. Totoo lang eh. Pag yung pipindot din ko na yan, are you sure you want to block this person? Sabi ko, Lord, I commend this to you.
Okay, that's a good thing, no? Ay, parang ikukonsulta ko rin kay Lord. Kasi minsan, pag binlock mo, sasabihin sa kabila, ay nako, hindi niya kayang i-defend yung faith, kaya binlock ako. So parang may ganun naman ako na na pinagdadaanan na ay hindi niya kaya kasi i-defend yung paniniwala niya kaya binlock na lang niya.
Naisip ko din 'yan. Naisip ko din 'yan. Pero ang sinasabi ko lang sa sarili ko, hindi ka naman dapat pangpatunayan. Wala naman akong dapat patunayan sa iyo. Si God ang magpapatunay niyan sa iyo.
Amen. So leave the conversion of hearts to God, kumbaga.
Yes. O kung di na talaga kaya, 'yun.
But so, did si you God have naman. But did you have any conversion story because of the way they got in touch with you or the way they saw your content? Have you received any messages like that na, "Oy Rix, because of you, you know, I took a look back to our faith"?
Conversion within the Catholic circles lang, hindi sa Protestant.
Okay, cool.
Yun, yung conversion na yun na hindi sila nagsisimba, hindi sila nagdadasal ng rosary, malayo sila sa Panginoon, hindi sila nagdadasal. Pero nung nakailang panood sila ng sunod-sunod na videos ko, may nag-message, sabi niya, it really helped me go back to the church. Parang gano'n. Na it helped me understand why we need to pray the rosary, why we need to attend the mass. So parang hindi siya conversion from Protestant to Catholic, but more of a Catholic to a more or a true Catholic.
To bring about, kasi yung ang problema sa Katolisismo, parang hindi tayo masyadong nag-seek or hindi tayo masyadong nagtanong back to our faith. You know, we see something attractive.
And kung magtanong man, bakit sa ibang sekta, di ba?
Exactly.
Oh, yun. Bakit di Soriano? So,
I like that video.
Siguro dahil kasi walang available sa kanila kasi busy rin ang mga priest.
That's why I honor your mission, you know, and actually this pandemic has been a blessing to our faith.
Exactly po.
Kasi yung mga pari
timing
mismo,
talaga, timing.
Oh, di ba? Yung mga pari mismo, nag-all out din.
Binigay pa nila yung best preaching nila.
Oh, di ba? Online na silang lahat. So parang napatungan na yung dating mga online na preachers from other denominations. And it was a gift.
Nakita ko nga sinasurvey ko. Mas ano na yung Catholic preaching, mas marami ng views kaysa sa mga CCF, Commission of Christ, Commission Fellowship, mga ganon. So, fight lang. Dadating din yung time natin.
Yeah. And I think this pandemic has really shown that, you know, God brings about a greater good for us. Amen. To dialogue further, for us to open ourselves further. Because I think us Catholics has been so passive. You know, in a lot of years, we were just quiet. Eh. We were not, you know, we were comfortable because we have our churches. We were not going out to the fringes and reaching out to people.
Sabi nga ng isang sinabed, Fulton Sheen, priests are not called to be maintenance of the aquarium. You should be fishers of men, not just maintenance. Kasi ganun yung nangyari for the past years. Parang meron akong parokya, I won't go
ito
out.
Ito lang ako. Oo.
Lang ako, but ito talaga blessing yung pandemic kasi through online, lumawak na yung audience. Parang lumabas na rin sila from the parish. Okay. So, yun.
Thank you, Rix, for this time. And I know I really wanted to delve deeper, pero, you know, thank you for your time. I think we can have another round of this if time will permit and you will permit us to interview you again.
Sure, Kuya Jerry. I like your personality, ah.
Oh, di ba? Ano,
I hope,
ano,
I hope to be like
advanced,
you.
Advanced booking.
Yeah. And the way you, ano ba? Basta you relate. I can feel.
Thank you, thank you.
You would be a great priest, eh. Pero, pero ayan.
You know, quick story lang, ha? Ayun, I did an entrance exam with the Somascans before. I do remember that. And my yung missis ko, na-meet ko yan through World Youth Day.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, nung nasa World Youth Day siya, nag-discern siya maging madre. Inisnatch ko siya, dinamay ko siya. Uy,
marami yung story na yan, ha? Pero it, oh, diba? It brought about a greater good.
Yes.
Pare, kasi yung son niya na.
Anyway, last messages to our listeners, Rix. Where they can find you? Maybe you have a last message that you want to leave them in this episode.
Hello, mga langga. So you can find me sa Facebook o Facebook page, Rix the Seminarian. Ganun din sa YouTube channel. Just search Rix the Seminarian para sa mga videos about our faith. Ang message ko lang, continue to be evangelizers, no? Kapag sineshare niyo yung mga videos na yon or gumagawa kayo ng way para maiparating yung faith natin, kahit hindi man sa yung sa video, kahit sa mga message, ganun yung ano, pag-respond natin sa call to evangelization. So yun ang message ko para sa ating lahat. We are called to be all to be evangelizers. So yun yung pinupunto ko. Hindi lang pare, hindi lang seminarista. Kahit yung mga listeners out there, mga langga, share the word of God. Share our faith.
Thank you, Rix. Thank you, Rix. My question is for me, what is the langga speaking to me today? What is the beloved speaking to me today? I think, you know, it gives me a perspective that your past does not define your future. We can see it here with Rix right now. We can listen to his story, di ba? He went through a lot of trials and tribulations in his childhood. Tapos, marami talaga siya pinagdaanan. Even in the field that he is in right now, he had to encounter that. And God will always bring about a greater good. Hindi porket madilim yung nakaraan mo, wala nang pag-asa para sa kinabukasan. And you can see it in the life of Rix the Seminarian. And I think that's it, you know? Mga langga, what do you think? What is God speaking to you today? What is God leading you into? Or are you not listening to His calling? Let us know. Connect with us. We are in Instagram. Please do email us. Wala pa nag-i-email sa amin. langgaspeaks@gmail.com. Please do connect with us in Instagram. A lot of you are messaging us there. And at the same time, we have a TikTok now. So please do check us out. Mga langga, this is me, Jeric, for He Speaks with Rix the Seminarian. Always remember, napalangga ka sang Diyos. Bye! See you next week!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.